you know, Mr.
I knew it. It's just worrying me to death.
Well, Miss Estelle, you can't tell that there's a thing in the world where I never seen. It's amazing to me. He just lays up there and just as jolly and
he does.
Smiles. He hadn't hurt. He told me this morning he slept just as good as he did at home, and he just said he don't hurt anywhere or had never had any pain. And it's just amazing to me, but they can't not go operate till Friday.
Yeah, that's what Peggy said.
And Jimmy was over there. He rode the ambulance over there with his daddy.
With his daddy.
And, Geraldine called the house, I guess it was, while they was on their way over there. And I went down there. I was there when they got to the hospital.
I know he is a glad boy.
Well, he had, because Miss Estelle, he had never been in the hospital. Mr.
No, don't know nothing.
He didn't know a thing in this world about
it. I know
that.
It. I've been so worried about it all day.
I told Vernon when I got home, I said, well, I'm certainly glad I went down there, because that boy was completely at a loss to do anything.
Well, he is so nervous.
And it's the first time Mr. had been in the hospital in his life.
Yeah.
And
that's one of our good friends.
Oh.
I'm answering some questions for this boy.
We just got through.
And we're just about to get through.
Uh-huh.
Be quiet.
We'll go right ahead.
Just a few more minutes.
Let me speak to Granny.
Okay.
Hi, Granny.
You said you had two front rooms?
How are you?
Uh-huh.
What was the two in back?
It was side rooms.
Side rooms.
That's what we call them. Well, she just loving Mac today.
You got an apple, didn't you?